As we were talking about elections going on, I wanted to come back to one of the primaries in Wisconsin today is for Secretary of State. Doug La Follette has been Secretary of State for quite some time. He is facing a primary challenger on the Democratic side, and there are multiple candidates on the Republican side as well. This is not something that we talk about in Wisconsin very much. In fact, many people would probably be surprised to hear that we have a Secretary of State role in Wisconsin. Secretary of State used to be a much more important title nationally as well. In the early days of the country, the Secretary of State was essentially seen as the vice president. I mean, they were the, you know, they served as the country's emissary, around the world if they had to get on a ship and travel overseas and things like that. And at the state level, you know, Secretary of State had a constitutional role. It was set up when the state was founded, so it's not something they can scrap. But Republicans have over the years greatly diminished the office and taken away its responsibilities. But what politicians taketh away, they can giveth when it serves them. And certainly, thanks to the attacks on American democracy from, you know, election deniers dating back to the 2020 campaign, it is quite possible that in multiple states, Wisconsin included, this once sleepy condition, sleepy position, could suddenly have immense power over state elections, meaning state election results, state certification, whether a Secretary of State will, you know, serve their proper legal function to all the people, or simply serve as a puppet of the party they belong to. So the candidates on the Wisconsin Republican side of the Secretary of State primary have all stated publicly that they want the Wisconsin Secretary of State to have a greater role in election administration. State Representative Amy Loudenbeck, said that the office should, quote, serve as a check to the Wisconsin Elections Commission. Jay Schrader, a NENA businessman, said he supports legislation to dissolve the Wisconsin Elections Commission. Justin Schmidtke has demanded that the State Elections Commission be dismantled, and he shared Donald Trump's press release back in the day, falsely claiming that the election was stolen. And again, this is not just something in Wisconsin. Party's primaries in Arizona, there's one in Minnesota today, where, again, if Republicans control the legislature, and I should hasten to add, if they defeat Tony Evers in Wisconsin and control the governor's office, they could then turn that very quiet role into something much more. David Becker is a former U.S. Justice Department attorney. He heads the Center for Election Innovation and Research, and he says quite clearly, this is not about policy. This is about election outcomes, and only about election outcomes. So there are also primaries in Connecticut and Vermont. The leading Minnesota Republican candidate continues to say the 2020 election was rigged. Meanwhile, in Wisconsin, you're not hearing as much about it yet, but if Doug La Follette, the incumbent, comes out of the primary, he's not exactly coming out with a great big war chest to take on whichever Republican will emerge today and challenge him come November. In his most recent campaign finance report, Doug La Follette raised $21,000. That's nothing. I mean, that's almost literally nothing in politics. And so whichever Democrat comes out of today's primary, there aren't going to be a lot of resources. It will take that outside effort, a national effort, to defend the Wisconsin Secretary of State's office, along with, you know, Governor Evers, from this takeover that would otherwise has all but promised to dismantle the Wisconsin Elections Commission, which, by the way, was created by Republicans. Again, the Wisconsin Elections Commission was created by Republicans. What do you mean? Wait, they're slamming the Elections Commission. Why? They created it. They created it because its predecessor, the Government Accountability Board, which was something that I helped create, being in the legislature in 2007, was doing its job too well, made up of independent retired judges. It was getting awfully close to what Scott Walker's campaign was doing, which was allegedly violating campaign collusion laws, essentially. There had been, and in some cases in name only, there continue to be laws where candidates and campaigns cannot directly communicate with and collude with, political action committees and other groups. But it has become such a wink, wink, nudge, nudge world out there that, you can forgive voters if they think that, nobody actually investigates and prosecutes this type of behavior. But that's exactly what was happening in Wisconsin. And the Government Accountability Board reportedly was getting mighty close to showing how the Walker campaign was breaking the law. The Republicans running the legislature, and of course, Scott Walker was governor at the time, decided to disband the Government Accountability Board and create instead a Wisconsin Elections Commission, which was designed to have gridlock. Gridlock is not a bug. It's a feature of the Wisconsin Elections Commission by having three Republican members and three Democratic members. They were seeking and certainly have received a number of tie votes, 3-3, that have prevented the Wisconsin Elections Commission from getting things done. But, and now we get back to that whole notion of honor again, there are still many Republicans with honor, Republicans who serve in positions of public trust. And there have been enough times with either a 5-1 vote or a 6-0 vote by the Wisconsin Elections Commission to enforce the law that you have Republican politicians now claiming that the Wisconsin Elections Commission is broke and has to be dismantled. So how do you take care of a matter that had six people in charge and sometimes wasn't doing the thing that you wanted it to do? You replace it with one person and you give those powers to a Secretary of State. And that's what is what could happen in Wisconsin and in other states, as we talked to reporters from other states last week. And obviously it won't happen everywhere, but there's a very good chance that in at least one state, when the 2024 presidential election results come in, you may have a Secretary of State, a constitutional officer, standing in the schoolhouse door and preventing the certification of a free and fair election. Now, there may be other safeguards built in that could get around that, but do we really want to take that chance and have that kind of chaos? Or do we just want to ensure that the Secretary of State's office is kept in trustworthy hands? In our next hour, UW Professor Michael Wagner joins us to talk about Election Day and democracy. You're up north.